Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, visiting with us on the program, we have Gan Lane, who is currently the Senior Strategic Advisor to the CEO of Tone Commander, an encrypted IP endpoint firm who focuses on federal and military clients within the U.S. government. Additionally, they have subsidiaries that deliver solutions to the enterprise market. And Mr. Lane, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Hey, you're more than welcome, and we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and not only that, but to learn a few things from you per your expertise as well. So let's dive right into things, if you will. How do you see the channel or partner landscape changing, and why is this material?
So there's a pretty significant change in the air. Historically, there was a very significant model where it started with hardware only, and you signed partners up, they sold your gear, deployed it, and installed it. And that's changing rapidly as the cloud increasingly penetrates every aspect of the industry. And what kind of partner do you need, and what does that partner need from you in order for both of you to be successful?
And also, Mr. Lane, how do you define a CSP versus an SP, and is public versus private cloud important to differentiate? Get into that if you would. I'm sure we can learn a few things from you on that as well.
Sure, absolutely. So an SP is a, as most of the listeners know, is a traditional service provider. Think of AT&T, Verizon, British Telecom, folks like that. A cloud service provider is going to be a Google, AWS, Microsoft Azure. Those are the three biggest, not in any particular order. But there's certainly the three premier marquee CSPs out there. And so the really the difference is an SP started out as a government entity, usually attached to postal service, believe it or not, and they deliver dial tone to a phone to your house. And so they have a lot of government regulation, and they tend to have to serve old industries and old technologies as well as new ones. And that's a pretty tough line to straddle. CSPs have been in the making or in live less than 20 years, in a couple other cases, less than a decade. And they strictly deliver solutions via the cloud only, cloud native. And while you can access certain, we call them X as a service, solutions sort of like a call center as a service or unified communications as a service, things like that. They provide a lot of high-end security transactions, shells, monitoring and matrixing, et cetera, virtually everything today that a firm is going to buy, an entity is going to buy or need is going to be cloud delivered. It's less expensive and it's more efficient.
I really appreciate the feedback and information. That is most helpful for sure. Here's another question for you. Why cloud GTM? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure. So the go-to-market for cloud is different. I would say, first and foremost, it's efficiency. Secondly, I would say you're looking at a more cost-effective, typically, solution, and one that scales quickly. Because think of it, if you buy say traditional solutions that are on-premise or are managed on-premise, there is a lot of hardware, software maintenance, engagement, power demands, things of that nature. And as you upgrade or install new software or anything like that, you have to roll trucks to do it, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty basic. But with cloud, it can all virtually be delivered via the cloud. The customer never has to interact with it or anything beyond typically acknowledging, yes, go ahead. We'll do this at 1 a.m. on this date. A real simple example, Eric, that I experienced the other day was my Sirius XM in my vehicle was up. The contract on it was up. And I got a text on my phone that said, do you want to renew for a year? Here's the price. And I agreed to a package. I said, yes. I clicked yes. And it said, okay, we'll download that now, or would you like us to download it tonight? And I said, go ahead. And it began downloading because my vehicle was parked out my front of my home. And I went out a little bit later and started up, and it popped up, and it was all new interface, new station selection I hadn't had before, but it also saved all the stuff I had. So that was all done by the cloud. I didn't have any human interaction with it beyond that. So that's a real simple example, but I didn't have to have somebody come out, open my truck. I didn't have to do anything. It was all done for me.
Well, you got to love the sounds of that, and that is some great feedback, and we really do appreciate your hitting on Cloud GTM and its benefits. Today, we're speaking with Gan Lane, who is currently the Senior Strategic Advisor to the CEO of Tone Commander, an encrypted IP endpoint firm here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Lane, where does telephony fit in the mix?
Yeah, so your telephony is going to fit... typically, your delivery is as a service. And in the past, if you had telephony in your office or whatever, you bought a system, they deployed it, installed it, maintained it, or you had to maintain it, et cetera, et cetera. Quite a bit of overhead. And any changes that you need to make, you had to physically do quite a bit. And about 10 years ago, that began to change with the advent of IP telephony, which is what the firm that I'm currently involved with does. And that's delivering everything by IP as opposed to, copper wires, if you will, and using the LAN and the WAN and the cloud to deliver that. And you would find probably that you can today, you could have your voice system, your video, your meeting, for instance, like a Teams solution from Microsoft or Zoom, which a lot of folks are familiar with, most people are, or Google Meet. Those are all telephony related solutions where you can talk, see, and collaborate online. And it's all via the cloud. The only hardware is hardware you'd have anyway, which is a laptop or your phone or your iPad, some sort of device. You can also get a call center in a cloud that's called CCAS. So UCAS is Unified Communications and CCAS is call center. They're both as a service. Those are the two strongest, most popular ones. And then you can get into very specialized detailed applications and customized solutions. And all of that, you can do it quickly and frankly, significantly less expensive fashion than doing it in the old approach.
Yeah, certainly. Once again, appreciate your feedback in regards to telephony and where it fits in the mix. Now, is there any obvious alliance opportunities, add-on sales, et cetera, that you'd like to mention here as well?
Yeah, there is. And that's one of the exciting things that I found to be very beneficial coming back to the core of what I am responsible for. I've had direct sales forces and managed them, been one myself, been a direct salesperson myself. And there's nothing, like having a guy that has your flag sewn to his shirt or her shirt, going out there and waving your flag, and that's all they do. But the overhead of, say, 50 direct sellers versus, say, 20 direct sellers for named accounts or something like that with 10 partner managers is, it just, the numbers don't add up. And so what you do is you go out and you get these partners and you sign them up, and they get a piece of what they sell, of course, just like in the old model, but now it's a force multiplier. So if you build a good partner program and you operate in a ethical and partnering fashion, you're going to find very quickly that you're going to get 10 or 12 voices for every person you touch in a partner environment singing your praises if you have a solution that's worth positioning. And that is a massive impact. It's really, really important for newer technologies and newer companies as they come in, because that's how they get attention, how they get eyeballs on their solution and do that in a cost-effective way. Then you tie that to alliances. I've had experience putting together alliances with cloud service providers like Google, Oracle, AWS. I've done it with traditional service providers like AT&T and Verizon. And I've done it with system integrators, IBM, Tata, Capgemini, to name a few. And then it's not just the big ones. You can have a relatively small firm that adds a tremendous amount of value to your customer if you have an alliance with them. So say your solution provides fantastic voice management and security and identity theft prevention. And you couple that with somebody who has a great chatbot, and you go in and partner, you say, hey, we can sell together our solution, your chatbot software with my ID verification security software, deliver that all via the cloud to this bank. And this bank is going to be much more efficient. They're going to touch their customers in a quicker way and a more effective way. And their customer satisfaction is going to go up. The stickiness factor goes up, and they can more easily move the customer into higher end account activity, that kind of thing. So alliances are the future, along with partners or channels of the industry. There's no doubt that they are the future. They're here to stay. They've been here to stay, but they're growing, and they're growing much more rapidly now because of cloud, because of the advent of cloud, and because the players have changed. And that means that you have to change with them, and making those alliances and making those the old term bedfellows with the right folks goes a long way in enhancing your customer's experience.
Well, I'd say it's an understatement that you're up to speed on technology, and we really do appreciate your visit with us here today and your affiliations with Tone Commander and Telephony as well. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a takeaway, anything else you'd like to make mention of as we do wrap things up today?
Yes, I would encourage you to look at a couple things real quickly. Number one, are there particular verticals that you excel at? If that's the case, then I would encourage you to identify firms that also operate in that environment, some which may at first brush look like competitors, and determine whether or not, if you join forces in a joint go-to-market, you can't deliver a better solution and enhance the experience for everybody involved. And frankly, everybody makes more money. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. And that is some good advice as we do conclude our session of Enterprise Radio here today. Again, Mr. Lang, thank you for what you do and for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information online or to actually just to be in touch with you, where's the best place to do so?
Well, obviously, my name is Gahn, G-A-H-N. Last name's Lane, L-A-N-E. So they can find me on LinkedIn. I have a fairly prolific LinkedIn presence. And I'm happy to take a direct email as well at ghlane, G-H-L-A-N-E, @me.com.
And of course, listeners, refer to the show notes of this broadcast to get that information as well. Mr. Lane, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, and the same to you. I hope you have a great day.
And certainly appreciate that, and you as well. We've been speaking with Gahn Lane, who is currently the Senior Strategic Advisor to the CEO of Tone Commander, an encrypted IP endpoint firm. And to be in contact with Gahn Lane, simply connect with him on LinkedIn. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.